My name's Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. Really excited to send it over to Studio 2A to welcome back to Tucson June West. She's got a show coming up at Our Bar, along with some more gigs in the next coming weeks that we'll talk about as well. But first, without further ado, live from Studio 2A, the June West Band.
Aren't you glad? day.
Matt Milner, live in Studio 2A with June West. And are we calling this the June West Band, or?
Well, today we've been calling it June West and the Hollywood Diamonds because these guys used to play in a band called Andrew Kohlberg in the Hollywood Diamonds. So
that was my favorite era of Andrew Kohlberg music,
it was
for the
good
record.
Era. Yeah. We're trying to bring it back.
There you go. All right. Well, first of all, thanks for coming down tonight, everybody. Really appreciate it.
So happy to be here. Thanks.
Yeah. So why don't we start off with introductions, as always. Let us know who you are, what you're playing tonight.
All right. I'm June West, and playing guitar and singing some songs.
I'm Jeff Lounsbury, and I'm playing the bass guitar.
I'm Andrew Kohlberg, and I'm playing the drums.
I'm Connor Gallagher, and I'm playing guitar.
All right, so June, tell us a little bit about about the journey that you took from the last time that you were considered a Tucson musician, I guess, until you're back here in Tucson now.
Man, it's been a long, maybe long-winded journey, but from here, went to Lubbock, Texas, and then to Missoula, Montana, my hometown, and then to New York City. For the past 2.5 years, and then last month just took a big road trip down the coast and through the south and made it back here a few weeks ago. So
excellent.
Traveled far geographically and psychologically.
So. Were you making music consistently throughout that time?
I would say so, but one of the reasons I wanted to come back was to do more of it. Make more time for that, and that happens all the time here, so
sure.
I'm getting my good fill.
What was different about making music in the other places that you lived?
Well, it was definitely more intentional because time is more precious in the city. People are working on a lot of different things. You have to work really hard just to have a space to play.
Yeah.
And, like, the mental space to play. So here, it's just something everybody wants to do. Mm-hmm. And I first started playing in bands, just playing all the time because there was a setup in the living room, and that's just what I did to get my mind off things. So.
Mm-hmm. And coming back, have you found so far in the short time you've been back that you found what you were looking for musically?
Oh, man. This is, I've been back for 3 weeks, and this is already my third band. And every one of them has been amazing. So, and I mean, we've been playing for like a week or less. So, it's been really fun.
Excellent. So, when do the songs that you're playing tonight, when did these date from? Is this kind of a collection of stuff from a long period of time?
Yeah, it is. Some of these songs are from my old band called Death Moth, and but most of them are from the past year, from New York, and yeah.
Have you undertaken the challenge of kind of reworking these songs to fit who you're playing with now, or are you trying to recreate them?
I think it's the other way around. Like,
okay.
I fit the songs to how they're playing, and I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brings out different, you can play the same song, and it can sound so different.
Yeah. Did you play with any of these guys in your previous tour?
Yeah. Made a cameo before with Mestinadas, which Jeff was also in.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah. And I was here for a party when Otherly Love was here. That was really fun.
Uh-huh. I remember that.
It's a good party.
Yeah. when you sought to try to, you know, put together players again and figure out what you were going to be doing here in Tucson, was there any intent to figuring out, like, okay, you know, I want to kind of capture a certain sound now that I'm back, so I want to play with this person for that? Or
none whatsoever, actually. I'm so inspired by so many people around here. I just want to play with them all.
Perfect. and I know that you've got a couple shows, actually at least three shows on the horizon here over the next couple weeks, right?
Yeah. Playing on the R Bar on Sunday. Presta Coffee's doing a little pop-up in the Barrio.
Oh, cool.
I'm playing there. Playing at the Coronet on February 2nd. Mm-hmm. Playing with Vetiver at Congress on February 8th. And also the Catterwall 7-inch release show at Wooden Tooth. But that's in the beginning of March.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. Easier to get shows in Tucson than in New York?
I haven't asked for a single one. Well, actually, no, I have asked for a few. But.
Yeah. But we're happy to have you back. We're happy to have this music back, and we're going to jump into our next set here. Before we do that, though, June, what's a good place for people to either find your music online or keep track of shows, anything like that?
I have a SoundCloud and a Bandcamp where there's some demos that I recorded right with my band in New York right before I left.
Okay.
And I also have tapes with those songs for sale. And I'm really bad. I don't really have social media except for an Instagram. So that's a good way to find out when shows are.
Excellent.
Or word on the streets.
All right. We're going to jump back into our next set here. You're tuned in to Locals Only, live in Studio 2A with June West and the Hollywood Diamonds.
Run away from
Matt Miller, this is Locals Only, live in Studio 2A with June West. Thanks again for coming down tonight.
Thank you, Matt. This is a great pleasure.
Yeah. So we talked during the last break about your many travels between now and the last time that you lived in Tucson. I'm curious, do you think that you have changed as a songwriter, if at all, from those experiences?
Yeah, definitely. I think I'm getting better with every song. it's become about songwriting, but I'm also becoming more conscious about being a performer, trying to be a better performer, and just everything else that kind of surrounds a band and music. And so, like, visually, what's happening... went up Mount Lemmon the other day to record some footage to project for our bar. And
oh, cool.
I'm just really interested in spaces where that aren't just necessarily your traditional places to consume music, but mm-hmm. places where you really can kind of invite a whole experience, which I think is what often happens when you put a record on and you create your own experience.
Sure. Are there particular experiences that you had in some of those other places we talked about before that helped to inform this new desire to kind of cultivate an experience, to cultivate the visual aspect of the performance?
Yeah. I mean, New York City is a huge place to do that. And I mean, it's happening all over. I'm just, it's like more of a personal journey to make this happen. And our friend Claire, who's from Tucson, was living in New York and just helped provide spaces as she's curating art shows out there. And
cool.
And then also we recorded our demo in upstate New York at this place called Heartland. And that was a very inspiring and healing space to be in. And so I think it created those kinds of songs.
Yeah. How did you find that space?
Through friends. Yeah. Yeah.
And do you think that the physical environment influenced the music that you were making there?
Oh, how could it not? Yeah. But a lot of the songs are about, like, just, like, wanting to get out of the city
right.
and stuff. Yeah. Or just getting out of my head, mostly.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I guess those things often go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
So coming back to town now and, you know, starting to play together with everyone here and get kind of re-immersed in this scene, are there ways in which you feel like Tucson has changed or Tucson's music has changed in the time that you were gone?
It's kind of the same answer. Everyone's gotten better and they're just like playing in so many great projects and ones that I genuinely love seeing, and that like everyone goes... is supporting each other, which is good too, a good sign.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and a lot of transient people, a lot of people coming and going, but it's always a place to return to.
Yeah. Now that you're back, do you have any plans to try to record with either this version or another version of your Tucson bands?
I would love to. I don't know what form that'll take. Unfortunately, this man's leaving, the drummer.
Mm-hmm. Are you headed back to Philadelphia, Andrew?
Not right now. I have to go back on tour. And
oh, all right.
So I don't know when I'll be back home.
All right. You've been back. You've been recording with Golden Boots. Is that right?
Yeah, we made another record.
Uh huh.
I kind of just. I mean, I'm not. I wasn't. Oh. It's...
It's Jeff, everybody.
Oh, God.
I feel the same way, but I have to do an interview.
I wasn't supposed to come back, but I came back halfway through the record and helped him with that, and then helped Sergio with his record.
Excellent.
So I kind of ended up staying in Tucson for a little bit longer, but I have to leave soon.
Yeah. Who are you going to be touring with?
The next one is with Nevi Nilsson.
Okay, cool. And is Joe Novelli going to be on that one as well?
I think so. I don't know who's going.
Fair enough. Maybe some other people from Tucson. We'll see. But
he just does what he's told.
Yeah, exactly.
Just crack the whip.
Well, we're happy to have you back for whatever time we
great.
Have.
Well, it's great. It's been really good being back.
Good, good.
In Goldhund.
Yeah.
Jeff's learning Swedish.
Yeah, I'm helping Jeff learn Swedish this month.
Talar svenska.
Du är väldigt bra att tala svenska också.
Ja, tack.
Varsågod.
Is Jeff a fast learner?
Incredibly fast.
Uh-huh. Well, he had me fooled. I don't know.
Run.
Yeah. Well, this has been a good few months for language acquisition on Locals Only. We had some Icelandic on a couple of months ago.
Really?
Yeah, maybe we'll try to do kind of a circuit of Scandinavian languages here. We'll try to get Tur down. We'll just kind of keep working.
We just met Dorkvin, is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. But in any event, I guess we're still playing music.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, cool.
So unless June or Connor has any other Scandinavian language they'd like to chime in with, maybe we'll jump back into our
Connor told
our
me a cool
set.
Icelandic story last night. But I don't think it's radio friendly.
All right. Well, that one will have to wait until after you go off the air, I guess. But I do want to remind everybody that you've got a bunch of shows coming up. So once again, the next one is going to be Our Bar. Is that going to be with this band or as a solo thing?
Yeah, with these guys. And they're also going to play on February 8th at Congress with me, opening for Vetiver, which I'm very excited about.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And once again, Bandcamp and SoundCloud to find music. And also you can check out June West on Instagram for details about upcoming shows and other ephemera from the day. With that, we're going to go into another set here. And then if we have a few minutes to chat one more time at the end, we'll do that. But you're listening to June West here on in Studio 2A on Locals Only.
cool.
Been listening to the June West Band here live in Studio 2A on Locals Only. We do have a few minutes left here. June, would you like to do another song?
Sure.
And a reminder to everybody, you can catch June West and the Hollywood Diamonds over at Our Bar.
This one's kind of a lullaby to say goodbye.
Perfect.
Oh, darling, I know that the world makes you suffer for all the pain you did not deserve. So I cry my tears all alone with the evening just to know your head's hanging. Despite my own misery, so I wrote you this song as a tender reminder that the roots of my love run shines the wind.